Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 10 years ago, an attractive piece of Charleston, South Carolina real estate was slated to be developed into a high-end, mixed-use, resort-style community. But then, the real estate market collapsed. A few years later, the owners tried to attract industry to the property, but to no avail. Now, it looks like we may be coming full circle as the prospective owners of this Upper Peninsula Island have announced plans to build an upscale mixed-use community there once again. Mark Toro is managing partner with North American Properties. The proposed developers of the project entitled Lorelei on Laurel Island. He joins us now by phone from his office in Atlanta, Georgia. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Give us a little more background on this project.
So Lorelei is a 160-acre vacant property that is attached to the peninsula of Charleston on the north, what's called the Neck. It's at the foot of the Ravenel Bridge. And it's one of the great undeveloped parcels on the East Coast. I was introduced to it by the now owner, Lubert Adler Real Estate Partners. The suggestion was that we would emulate a project that we are finishing up in Atlanta called Avalon, which is 2.5 million square foot mixed-use property that is dominated by a 500,000 square foot retail main street and includes any number of uses.
What would change your designation from prospective owners of this property to the owners and the development actually starting?
Well, there are a number of significant hurdles that had to be cleared in order for us to proceed with acquiring the property and developing, not least of which is access. Currently, there are two rail lines that need to be spanned in order for us to gain unfettered access to the site. And the other is also not atypical, and that is financing. There are significant burdens. This site was once a landfill. It's not uncommon for landfills to be developed. It is quite costly. So there are considerations relative to the financing that have to be cleared. And then the normal entitlements process relative to planned unit development approvals and so forth with the city of Charleston. So once those hurdles are cleared and there is a fair amount of pre-leasing typically required in a retail-dominant mixed-use property, we will be underway.
Why does your company feel that this is the best possible use for this property or the most likely use to succeed?
It's really the paradigm shift that we've seen nationally in commercial real estate, whether it be multifamily residential, office, hotel. The fact that each of those uses might have heretofore stood alone, now they are all dependent upon what I'll call an urban experience. It relies on street-level energy in order to fuel the attractiveness of the various uses to the various users. So I'll give you an example. If I'm an office tenant, and let's say I'm Microsoft, and I'm seeking 45,000 to 50,000 square feet on the peninsula in Charleston because the employees that I seek to attract are also attracted to the lifestyle in Charleston. And I think that Charleston is a great place for me to recruit, retain, and engage the best and the brightest. There are options to go to the suburbs, Mount Pleasant or North Charleston or elsewhere, but none of them are going to provide that urban lifestyle that next generation of knowledge workers that I seek to recruit demands. That's happening in every city across America. It's why we're seeing cities re-urbanize and we're seeing employers re-enter urban districts. We like to say now, whether you're in a hotel room, an apartment, an office space, or a single-family residence, it's no longer about what's inside the box. It's what's outside your door when you step outside.
What is your projected timeline for these hurdles that you mentioned to be successfully crossed and the project to actually begin?
We think we're about 2 years out from putting a shovel in the ground, so that would put us in early 2019, maybe late 2018, to start construction. And then there are various components that will be built, the first phase of the town center, which would include residential over retail and office uses and perhaps a hotel. You're looking at late 19 in order for us to complete.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Mark Toro is managing partner of North American Properties. He spoke to us by phone from Atlanta, Georgia. His company, the proposed developers of the Lorelei project, part of the Upper Peninsula of Charleston. We will have a link to his company and the project posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.